Multiculturalism has been in the news in a big way this week, in a way that really challenges us to understand our own culture and its value, and to be able to articulate well why it matters, why we have it the way we do. We need to be able to look after our culture and our laws. In a widely reported submission to a parliamentary inquiry into multiculturalism this week, the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils called for Australians to consider accommodating Sharia or Islamic law as part of a model of legal pluralism. They say, since Islamic law is part of a Muslim's culture, denying its recognition involves an injustice that goes against modern standards of citizenship and rights and any profession of multiculturalism. Well, I, for one, would be somebody who doesn't agree and thinks that we must look after our system of law as it is in Australia. Something similar was proposed in Britain and was firmly rejected there. The rejection among British political leaders, commentators, and community figures was emphatic and unanimous. The consensus was that the rule of a singular system of law must prevail in a liberal democracy. Citizens shouldn't get to choose between competing legal systems. And the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils proposal should be answered in much the same way that the similar proposal received in Britain, with a resounding no. Any legal pluralism involving Sharia law has no place in a liberal model of multiculturalism. In Australia, multiculturalism has never been about cultural relativism. It has never meant that someone can subvert the rule of law by using a defence of "it's my culture." Rather, it has always been clearly defined as a citizenship policy. Its goal has been to integrate immigrants into an Australian civic culture. Establishing multiple legal jurisdictions would be unwise. It would empower a community to abuse the individual rights of its members. Multicultural should be about nation building. It shouldn't be about encouraging communities to live in isolation from one another, or what Indian economist Amartya Sen has called plural monoculturalism. There must be some limits to diversity. Some form of difference must simply be declined. And some of those thoughts are from philosopher Tim Soutphommasane in The Australian, and I have to say I definitely agree with them. I think that our culture here in the Upper Kedronbrook Valley is very precious. It's something to look after, and our laws are precious, something to definitely look after. Senator Barnaby Joyce, who is one of our Queensland senators, he's one of our senators that we vote for, also strongly agrees with this. He had quite some very strong views about it and had things to say. He says, "Sometimes naivety in Australia knows no bounds, and when I hear someone justifying the introduction of Sharia law while enjoying the benefits of the rights this country recognises, I get upset. I applaud Attorney General Robert McClelland in his immediate stand against this nonsense, which goes beyond political allegiances. This is about who we are. I hope Australia's attention is clearly focused in dealing with this issue. If it isn't, then in a couple of years I will be prescribed that I cannot say I dissent." And that's Senator Barnaby Joyce, one of our senators. Understanding our culture, understanding the value of our law, our legal system, is not something that we do easily. It's something that most of us don't think about. We take it for granted. It's difficult to think about. It's part of the very background substance of our lives. And when we're suddenly confronted with somebody coming in from outside and wanting to change it or push it aside, we're not prepared. We don't have ready answers to protect the value of what we've got. But we do need to think about them. We do need to be able to articulate what is precious and valuable about our culture. This is a good example.